Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your fantasy season doesn't end after your draft. The Fantasy Football Today podcast is going to get you through the season and to a championship. Fantasy Football Today, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network, has episodes every single day. Waiver wire, trade talk, starter sit, mailbags, and more. If you want to win your league, you need to listen to Fantasy Football Today. Follow and listen to Fantasy Football Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not at all surprised that they won the game. Hell, I picked it. 17-13. Tyler and Clint went the other way. I just wanted to make sure that was known. I'm not surprised they won, but Clint, I would have never thought, all right, they won this game primarily because their offensive coaching staff was so much better. I'm not saying their defense did play a role in this thing, but their offense was so good. I mean, they had, six plays of nine plays or more? They held the ball for six drives of nine plays or more, they held the ball for over 41 minutes. They were 7 of 17 on third and fourth down. Like, they were clear. Like, and their offense, Nick Caley, did a number on Robert Saleh. I remember saying it at the half to B. Scott, to you. All right, now we'll see what Robert Saleh's adjustments are in the half. And I remember B. Scott said, do you think Nick Caley will have any? Well, I don't know what the hell happened, but he continued to kick his ass in the second half. So, to me, that felt like a good sign that against a team like the 49ers, who are coached and led by their sides of the ball by Kyle Shanahan, who is one of the most respected offensive minds in the game, and Robert Saleh, who's one of the most respected defensive minds in the game, Nick Caley, Matt Burke, and D'Amico Ryans clearly won that battle. And I think that's a potential good sign, that the way they won.
Absolutely. There is no doubt about it. I mean, I've said it before. There's obviously the value in the reps, Ron, but also, you know, the ability to just stay the course and for four quarters never get excited, never get out over your skis, never get to where you're holding the ball too long or you're running around trying to make plays, trying to do too much. If the defense is going to allow you to just sit there and pick them apart with quick out routes, with little sits over the ball, with checking the football down, and then take it. Take it. And I'll argue that C.J. Stroud can throw the ball down the field with the best of them. In situations where the game dictates that C.J. Stroud's got to sit in the pocket and throw the football down the field, C.J. can play with anybody out there. Right, it's the being disciplined, taking the boring, committing to that approach, and he got four quarters of reps doing that on Sunday, and that's extremely valuable. Outside of a win versus a fully healthy top team, a day like yesterday was about as valuable as it gets.
All right, let's hit the phone lines. Jarrell, you're leading us off. Do you think yesterday was a good sign for things to come, or just one good game?
Man, I got to be honest with you guys. Now, I've been a Texas fan since 2002. I'm one of the elite, the rare. And I believe that yesterday was just a good sign, not a good sign, but a good game. And the reason I say that is because we can't let our eyes deceive us. The Texans haven't done anything this season to make us believe that they're a Super Bowl contender. They got a Super Bowl ready defense, but they haven't done anything to make us believe that they're a contender. Don't let your eyes fool you, man. You see it every week, week in and week out. From week one when we played the Rams, they lose to all the good teams. Anytime they play some teams with a bunch of injuries, they seem to raise their level of play. I mean, it's obvious.
Appreciate the call, Drill. Listen, I think what you're saying is fair to think through. I will say that the Niners did have injuries, but they are good. They were 5-2 and just and have had some good wins with those injuries that they've had. But I don't think it's unfair for you to say when they play the Rams, when they played the Jags, when they played the Seahawks, it didn't look great.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I think if you're still in because the way Gerald started that is you started off with talk championship talk. I mean, if you're still in that,
yeah, I was gonna say.
Which look, by the way, I'm fine with it. Hell, they spent the money, they got the dudes. That was the expectation at the beginning of the year, so I'm okay. I've just chosen to kind of move the goalpost a bit, if you will, or move the my conversation, shift my conversations to, hey, I know who they are right now, and my conversations have shifted to, what do they really need? And yesterday was what they really needed. So I think it's progress in the right direction. But if you're still of the mindset that this is championship or bust type deal, I could see where you would think yesterday was just a game. Sure.
Yeah. All right, Corey, let's hear it from you. Corey, was yesterday a good sign for things to come or just one good game in your opinion?
I think it's a good sign for things to come, especially for our quarterback, C.J. Stroud, because let's be real, last year people said that he regressed a little, and this year going off the Seattle game where he threw that pick, he needed this mentally, because yesterday I seen some throws that he made where he stayed in the pocket, especially on their first touchdown. He threw an absolute laser beam for the touchdown. It's like that's going to help him mentally coming up, knowing that even though they may have been shortened, we still beat a 5-2 team. So going forward, that lets us know we can do it. Plus, the blessing in disguise was, I hate that Nico got hurt, but now it makes CJ trust his receivers more. And yesterday, he started stripping in the ball and getting it to everybody. So I think it was a great start for him and for Nick Haley. But we still got to work on our special teams. Thanks.
All right, good call, Corey. No, I think CJ's always, if anything, jump starts CJ from – for him to start to look like the CJ that I think everybody expected to see after year one, then that is a game changer. That is a good sign. That is something for more to come forward.
Yeah, I mean, and if you want to take it a step further with this kind of game, I think Xavier Hutchinson is exactly who we thought Xavier Hutchinson is. He's a reserve receiver. He can be a two. Probably fits more in the three range and is extremely valuable, stepping up, knowing what to do, where to be, when to be there, very quarterback friendly, very dependable. It doesn't surprise me that he went out there and made plays given what San Francisco's defense was doing. But the Jalen Noel part of this is big. I think Jalen Noel and Braxton Berrios getting in there and making plays and kind of being quarterback friendly and getting loose underneath several times was a big part too. I mean, that let's not forget Nico. When Nico gets back, we're going to have that, right? And when Christian Kirk comes back, you're going to have that. But in the meantime, you need some of these other guys to get really comfortable in this offense and get the rhythm, get in rhythm with C.J. Stroud. And I think that there's the games like yesterday go a long way for cats that are either trying to get run like Braxton Berrios or are young and trying to earn the respect and earn the run like Jalen Noel. So
that's a good one. The confidence that he's getting in those young dudes,
no question,
had to go up.
And I'm gonna tell you, man, don't sleep on the how good those kind of games are for Dalton Schultz too, because keeping Dalton Schultz dialed into what's going on offensively. I mean, Ron, I don't know if you watched it yesterday, but in a couple of them runs where he's coming back, the split zone concept where they're handing the ball off to the right, but he's coming underneath and he's kicking out the backside end, and a lot of times he'll slip out in the flats for a catch. I mean, he was dropping it, man. He was bringing the wood yesterday a couple of times, and that is a different level of Dalton Schultz. So another good production game from a guy like that that's changing the physicality that he brings every day. That's valuable as well.
All right, let's go to our guy, Southside Al. Al, let me hear it. Was it a good sign or just one good game?
What's up, gang? Clint, I hunt you down today. I talked to you yesterday, man.
Yes, sir.
Great show yesterday. Hey, Ron, say, look here, man. Let me say this here. You know I'm going to put it to bed. Hey, Larry, I need you to get in here, too. I don't know what that guy talking about a while ago, Ron, but you know I'm H-Town till we die, baby. I'm sick of hearing these excuses with people talking about they was did San Francisco this. They had one thing on their mind, Clint. They had Christian McCaffrey, and we all know he can wreck a game by himself. Yeah. I'm just saying. Defense win championships regardless. He couldn't get it going. Keep up the pace with the defense. I think we're going to be all right. But I will say this here about what's going on, Ron. Here's the switch to the dynamite. This is what I want to see. I ain't going to take nothing in a win that I wouldn't take in a loss. The thing of it is this. I need to see that O-line give him some more protection. Because when you give C.J. Stroud that kind of look, I don't think he had no sacks, Ron. But the thing of it is, if the offensive line, and I was telling Clint yesterday, if that O-line can just hold up, man, and be average, I wasn't advocating a trade too much of other positions, Clint, yesterday. I was advocating that the O-line, with C.J. Stroud, if you put him on any one of these teams with a good line and what they got in Indianapolis or them other teams, Tampa Bay, the man will be off the charts. The line is my X factor, Clint. If these guys can withhold these blocks and quitting putting three guys can't block one, we're going to have a problem. If they can just give me some hold up, Ron, I don't care who we play. If the old C.J. Stroud is a game wrecker, I don't care what that's. When you know what you know with a quarterback, you got a quarterback. We got some good receivers, and we got two good running backs, Chubb and that other boy, that rookie we got. And I'm a sleeper. The sleeper is the Noel guy. You know, Nico going to do what he can do, but Ron, I just think if we can, I'm just looking for this O-line, if they can meet the matchups with defenses, getting that pressure, walking in C.J. lap, if they can contain that, I don't care who we play. I ain't worried about it. And I hang up and get your take.
I got you, Al. I appreciate it. Yeah, listen, I mean, it's clear a difference from the offense when they get some semblance of protection. And yesterday, I would argue, was outside of the Ravens game, was the best protection he got. All right, no sacks. I don't even know how many times he got hit. But he no sacks in that game. And yeah, that is, we do see a different CJ when he's protected like that.
Yep.
I think we saw a different Clint Sterner at Arkansas and in Dallas. And I think most quarterbacks,
yep,
we see that. And yes, the O-line is big time. When they protect him. All right, Ron, we'll let you get the last in. Is it a good sign yesterday's win or just one good game?
I think it's a good sign, but you know what? Look, one word for me that's out there, you guys are throwing around a little bit already, is consistency.
Yep.
How can you go from 1 week planning and executing the way that they do, and then you just, I mean, Ron, you said it earlier, it's an A or an F. There ain't nothing in between, right? Yeah. So I don't understand why there's that diversity of it. I get it. You're playing a different opponent every week. But they came off 15 days of rest against Seattle and laid a goose egg. If the defense don't hold us in that game, we ain't got Jack Diddley do not squat going on in that one.
The hell did you
right? We're getting blown out. We are getting blown out. So a couple things that I agree with that were said earlier, like it's promising. And again, I hate the fact that Nico's down, and some people have talked about it. Not only is that chemistry good, but I think it's confidence that those guys are getting to develop it also on their behalf, the wide receivers, with him. Him and it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. Getting that I know where you're going. How many times, you know, Clint, I'm sure you know this better than anybody else. How many times does a wide receiver just have to look at that quarterback and you know what he's thinking? You know what you're kicking. You know what the read's giving you. That bam, that ball's out before you can even blink. Like, how many times you see it on Sunday? He didn't even turn his head around, and the ball was already thrown. And he's getting that chemistry. And I think that when you put Nico back in there, I think it's got a great opportunity. And then, look, let's give some props to Woody Marks. Man, you got to give me some more Woody. And I don't want any comments from T-Mail in the background on that one.
You're going to get some.
We got to get some more Woody, man. They used him in a way that I think is more effective yesterday than I've seen him using. Coming out of that backfield, being that drop down, I was impressed. I love how he pass blocks when you put him in there and he pancakes guys. So I'm encouraged, but I need to see it consistently.
Real quick, Ron. You sound like you was itching to do an impersonation of me. Let's hear it. Because you sound like you tried to pull it out for a half a second there. Let's hear it. Go ahead, Ron.
Man, I can't deal with the show. I can't hang with you. What you talking about? But
all right, thank you, Ron. Like Ron did a version of
that was an awesome call.
Of a black guy that he could really.